Right now, we're going to put him in a position. It is time for our forecast here on Robin Hood Radio, where we get the actual lowdown from the person with the degree that can tell us about that. Dan Henry, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Marshall. Good morning. I'm doing well.
And we rely on the expertise from the weather office. You know, it's funny. We Pat Pagano and I have a thing that upsets us, and that is so many people take when you get different issues, statements issued from the National Weather Service in the wintertime, they have watches, they have advisories, they have warnings and everything like that. And Pat and I always basically have said we like, you know, if a watch goes up, that's fine. It says a watch. The warning is the most important one. But so many times people see so many of these things and they just don't pay attention to them. Today it is an advisory, and you know, the National Weather Service is advising people. Do you feel the same way, that sometimes there's a little too much release on this, and people get confused what's on advisories and watches and warnings?
Well, I totally agree. You're not the first person to ask me about that this morning either. The messaging is actually sort of trying to say, it could be worse. It's not a warning, it's an advisory. So it's almost like, you know, your mom or your dad, well, you know, better be careful. It's not like you can't do it. So that's kind of the analogy that I would use as far as outdoor plans go today. So advising you, yeah, it's going to be hot out there. Could it be worse? Yeah, sure. But, you know, 95 to 100 degree heat index, that's you know, formidable, and with the temperature being in the mid-90s, that's 10 degrees above normal. A normal summer day this time of year in the area will run anywhere between 83 and 86 degrees, depending on, you know, elevation and, you know, north-south, but mid-90s for most of us, very hot and humid, feeling like closer to 100. So, yeah, definitely strenuous activity in the middle of the afternoon, not advised, and if you can hold off, you know, tonight should be very pleasant, a little muggy, low 70s for a low, and any of the heat-related stress should be pretty much over after 8 o'clock.
You know, I was diagnosed with asthma earlier this year. To get asthma at the age of 69 was pretty amazing, but that has changed my perspective. I set up I have a deck out back, which is always in the sun, but I have a little stoop out front that is in the shade. With my asthma, and I've been telling people all morning long, and I'll tell them the rest of the day, that if you're compromised in any way, if you have asthma, if you have a breathing problem, any type of lung problem, if you have a stamina problem, if you have a hydration problem, just stay in. You know, just stay in and don't push it if you can. You know, that's the easiest way around it all.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of problems with that down here in Florida. Obviously, a lot of folks move down here, and people like to call it God's waiting room sometimes. But the bottom line is that it's not very friendly place to be June through September, really, for outdoor activities. And you learn pretty quickly that you get out, you know, now before the sun even gets off the horizon, because the heat index will be 100 degrees here before 10:30. So, you know, there's a heat advisory in effect for the temperature here, but, you know, it's regional how going back to the advisory versus warning thing, it's regional how the National Weather Service chooses to package and, you know, message. And here, nobody bats an eye at 100 degrees. We wouldn't be even told any differently, because that's every day, you know, for Tampa, Jacksonville, Atlanta. That's not a big deal. But, you know, when you start getting up closer to that triple digit mark, and especially, I know some folks maybe don't have air conditioning, or at least central air conditioning. I think that we talked about that. Definitely, it can be it can wear on you after a couple days in a row of this. And you know, we do have the 90s in the forecast each successive day this week as well.
You know what happens around here in the wintertime? We are our National Weather Service office is out of Albany, but one county above us, and one county to the right, to the west of us, it's a different office. And so you could literally be 5 miles in one town and you'll have a warning, and in the other town you'll have an advisory. that's the thing that really drives you crazy. You would figure these offices would get together because, of course, there are no immediate boundaries when it comes to warnings and advisories. There's no set line that says, okay, if you're leaving Ulster County and you're going to Dutchess County, the warning's not in effect. So that's one of the things that's always bugged me about the warning service. Just how the offices get together and do a general thing instead of just cut and dry where each office issues a different forecast. It confuses things. And then I know you're going to probably get upset at me, but then you get the TV meteorologists in the local markets, and they're told to get ratings. So they start building things up days before it comes. It's all very confusing.
Well, I can tell you I worked as a local TV meteorologist for several years in Florida. And, yeah, I mean, ratings are a big part of it. And, it's you know, there are some corporate factors as well. I won't speak to anything in specific, nor should I. But bottom line is, you know, when you are dealing with, the corporate brass, they want people to have a reason to tune in, give them a reason to watch, be entertaining, be informative, but also sort of be entertaining. And that's a risk you run into. When you try to blend the two, art and science, is you're sort of losing a piece of each one. And in being creative, you can sort of be inflammatory sometimes. And I think that's something that all media is, you know, speaking very broadly, I think that's, a pratfall that any media outlet can fall into, right? When you don't want to be completely boring, you're possibly going to, excite things a little too much. But don't need to, use any hyperbole today when the forecast is calling for the mid-90s. It's definitely going to be hot either way, and definitely pays to seek shade, stay hydrated. And you're right, it does look like a bucket of paint was spilled on the heat advisory map this morning. But, higher elevations, I think that's part of the, factor here is like the valley going to be a little warmer, obviously. You get up into some of the hills and the mountains, you can lose 5 to 10 degrees pretty quickly, thanks to the way that the heat settles in and around the hills.
All right, well, let's go through the forecast today and take us in towards the weekend.
Yeah, sure thing. So today, very hot and humid, plenty of sunshine, mid-90s for a high, feeling like close to 100. Tonight, mostly clear and muggy, low 70s. Thursday, tomorrow, clouds building with scattered afternoon showers and a locally strong storm or two, low 90s for a high. Thursday night, those storms clear off to the east, skies clear with it, less humid, mid-60s. Extended forecast conditions Friday, ending the work week mostly sunny and hot, low 90s, keeping the 90s around for the first half of the weekend. Saturday as well, very hot with plenty of sun.
Now we're going to have some big thunderstorm activity sooner or later that's going to break this up, or is it just going to die out by itself?
It is important to mention we are going to be looking for some thunderstorms tomorrow. In fact, the Storm Prediction Center, another of our government agencies, has us penciled in for the low risk, but the risk nonetheless of some damaging straight-line wind gusts, some small hail, and even a brief tornado possible across the listening area. And that risk extends all the way from, say, northern New Jersey and the Hudson River Valley all the way up into Maine. That will be for tomorrow afternoon and evening after we heat up once again. Tomorrow, a front is likely to push through, and that could cause some trouble with some of those locally strong storms. And there's a lot of folks under that advisory. New York, Boston, there's some 68 million folks right now penciled in for the risk of severe weather tomorrow.
You know, about a week ago, I was telling Pat, we had in Massachusetts a microburst, and a person unfortunately was killed when a tree fell on a truck. And the National Weather Service came out, and they initially thought that the wind gusts were as high as 65, 70. Well, they pinned it down when that happened, out of that microburst. No tornado, but 80-mile-an-hour winds. That's tropical storm wind, isn't it?
Well, that's actually hurricane-force wind. Yeah. Hurricane is 74 and higher, so believe it or not, that's actually a hurricane-force wind gust.
Yeah, that 80-mile-an-hour wind were felt during that microburst. And a lot of straight-line damage done there. The weather is simply amazing to sit back and watch it develop. And nowadays, everybody's got a phone that can get video of this stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, Danielle, we'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll see if the heat is still on, and we'll go from there. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, that is our forecast this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.